Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. I am so excited to chat with you guys today, as always. I hope your Monday is off to an amazing start. So today we are going to be diving into a topic that I am super excited about, and that is podcasting. And so one of the reasons that I wanted to dive into this is because I get a lot of people who are like, I'd love to start a podcast, or I'd love to, you know, create a community or be able to serve my audience really well. And for me, podcasting was just one of those natural things that felt perfectly in alignment. One, because it's so easy to do. Two, because I love to chat and provide free value. And sometimes those 15 seconds that you get on Instagram just truly is not enough. And so this is a really great and easy way for me to get out content every week to you guys, to serve you well, to meet you where you are, and to hopefully help you along your journey. And so if you've been wanting to start a podcast, this episode is going to be for you. But also, if you've ever just wondered, like, what the heck even goes into a podcast? How do you get started with that? Like, what does that look like? This episode's also for you, because I know I'm one of those people. Sometimes I just like to know how things work. I want to know, like, the inside scoop, the behind the scenes. Even if I have no interest of doing it one day, it's just kind of cool to know. So I'm going to walk through exactly how to start a podcast and show you just how easy it can be. I think a lot of people are intimidated by it because they think it's really complicated and there's a lot of tech that goes into it and you have to figure out all these platforms. And let me just tell you, like, it is not that complicated. I think the hardest part was just putting it all together. And honestly, that wasn't even hard. It was just new. And once I did it one time, I was like, okay, that really wasn't that bad. So the first step to starting a podcast is going to be super easy. Well, maybe not. It took me forever to decide on this, but that is going to be selecting your name. And so right now, podcasts, they are not exactly popping up on Google when people search for them. But when you go into a podcast platform like, you know, Apple Podcasts or Spotify or something like that, a lot of times people search for topics. And so when considering your name, I would just advise you to try to think about, okay, would somebody who's searching for the content that I'm going to provide know that that's the content I provide based on the name? And so really think about that when deciding on the name, because even though, like, the name is not the end all be all, you can always change it, but most of the time you're going to try to keep it the same and you have an increased chance of it being discovered by new people if what you're talking about is inside of the name. And so a great example of that is my podcast is called The Bold Business Podcast. And that's because we talk about bold action and making big, bold moves in your life and your business. But probably more so, we talk about business and strategies and marketing and tactics and all the things, which is why I like tucked that right into the name of the podcast. So if somebody looked at it and was like, I wonder what this is about, they're probably going to look at it and think, okay, this is about business. And so that's exactly what I wanted to accomplish with the name. And so one thing you'll want to search is make sure that somebody else doesn't already have the name or hasn't claimed the rights to it. And you can do that very easily by hopping over to Google, Instagram, and then also inside of the podcast platform itself. And so this leads me into my next point, which is deciding on a niche. So you need to figure out who it is that you want to serve and what you are going to talk about. And so it doesn't have to be so mapped out to where you're like, I'm going to talk about this in episode one and this in episode two. Like, truthfully, it does not. If you want to go that far, go right ahead. That's amazing. But you could literally just say, you know what? I'd love to talk about health and wellness, motherhood, and how to balance, you know, life as a whole. Like, those are the three things I'm going to talk about. Or maybe you're going to talk about productivity, or maybe you're going to have like a true crime podcast. I don't know. It could be anything. That's the fun thing about it is like whatever you're into and you could talk about for hours and hours and hours, that's probably a good indicator that you could totally start a podcast. It's funny because I was having a conversation with Joshua, my husband, the other night, and he was like watching a podcast interview, like kind of watching it, kind of listening it, but it was on YouTube, but it was like also a podcast. And so it was all about sports. And he's like, I feel like I would be really good at that. And I was like, you would be really good at that. And he's like, I feel like I should maybe start a podcast. And I'm like, you should totally start a podcast because guess what? It is not that hard. And all you need is something passionate that you're willing to speak about and something that is expansive that you could talk about week over week. And that's it. It's really that simple. So anywho, okay, now that you have the name of your show, you've decided on your niche. The next one is going to be deciding on what format your show will be. So for instance, there are basically three different types of formats. The first one is going to be a solo, where it's literally just you talking into the mic, which is what this episode is. The next option would be a guest episode, which is where you interview people and you have them on and you have them tell their story, which is sometimes what I do as well. And then there's a hybrid option, which is both, which is what I decided to adopt because one, I love being able to chat into this microphone in my very messy closet to you guys, but I also love hearing from other experts in the industry because I know my limitations and I know that I don't know everything. And so being able to provide you guys with even more free value and introduce you guys to new people is just honestly like sometimes some of my best days is when I get to interview people on the podcast. I think it's so fun. So I decided to do a combo. You can do whichever one feels easier for you. Maybe it's solo episodes. Maybe that seems like too daunting and it's just easier to have a conversation with somebody else. Like, that's okay too. It doesn't even have to be a guest. It could be a co-host. Maybe you have a best friend or, you know, a partner or a business partner, you know, whatever. You could record your guys' conversations of you chatting together. All right. Now that you've figured that out, you want to decide how often you're going to publish your show. And so my advice to you would be to start slow and build from there. So when I first started, I think I didn't really realize the longest part of podcasting wasn't actually like the talking into the microphone. It was the editing. And that's usually what hung me up on publishing more episodes was finding the time to edit them. And so that naturally, obviously, was like the first thing that I decided to outsource. And then once I did that, I was able to create a really consistent flow. So I now publish one episode every week, every Monday. It drops into your podcast platform like a magical way to kick off your week. And last month, I actually published two episodes per week. So I did one longer format episode, like our normal regularly scheduled Monday episode. And then I did a mini series called Focused 15, where we had these short little 15-minute episodes that were action-packed and just were like filled to the brim with value. And so that was really fun because those are a little bit more casual and off the cuff and didn't require as much preparation. And so because I had been podcasting for, gosh, almost a year now, I was able to get into a flow where I could produce a little bit more content. Now, I do not recommend posting two episodes per week right off the gate because that is going to be too much. I would start with one a week or maybe one every other week, whatever you feel like is obtainable. If it's every other week, that's okay. And maybe you work your way up to every week. And then maybe at some point you work your way up to twice a week or one big episode and one mini episode or two mini episodes. So however many times you feel like is a sustainable method for you to be able to publish episodes is what I would go with. Okay, those are all of the basics. Now we're going to get into some of the nitty-gritty tech stuff, but I don't want you to freak out because it's really not that hard. I do not consider myself a techie. Like, I can figure, you know, out the computer and the internet. Obviously, I run an online business, but I wouldn't say I'm like the best of the best. And so if I can do this, so can you. So step one is going to be choosing a hosting platform. So you need a house for your podcast. And the reason you need a house is because it needs to live somewhere on the internet. You can't just like have it hanging out on your computer. The hosting platform is what gets it onto platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all these other places. And so I personally decided to go with Captivate, but there are many other options. I've heard really great things about Libsyn, and I think Anchor is another one. And there's a few others. If you, you know, type into Google, like podcast hosting platforms, I'm sure a bunch will pop up. I personally decided to go with Captivate because I found it to be really user-friendly on the back end. It has really, really great analytics. And one of my favorite things about it is you can create templates inside of the platform. So I'm all about creating systems in my life and in my business. You guys know this. So it allows me to create templates for things like show notes. And I can even go as far as to record a clip and then I can plug it into Captivate and it will put that clip on the front, middle, or end of every single episode, which is super cool because let's say I wanted to like switch something out for the season. I could quickly record a 5-minute clip. Maybe it's 1 minute. Who knows, you know? And then I can add that onto all past episodes too. And it's not like a manual lift. So for those reasons, I decided to go with Captivate, even though it is a paid platform. Now, the other thing is you also need a platform that you're going to record in. And so for me, I ended up deciding to go with Zencastr. And the reason I decided to go with Zencastr is because, again, I love basic user-friendly things. So one, Zencastr is free, which was obviously a huge motivator for me in the beginning because I was like, oh yes, anything that's free, give me that. And so I decided to go with Zencastr because it's super easy to organize your episodes inside of it. It's very easy to record. If you have access to internet, you can do it. And you can also record video as well as audio in there. And the best part is it syncs with either Dropbox or your Google Drive. And so the episodes, once you are finished recording them, automatically download to one of those places. So it's really easy to stay organized. And then it's easy for my podcast editor to grab those episodes to edit them. Before I had a podcast editor, it was easy for me to grab the episodes to edit them. So that is why I decided to go with that. There's also people who just record, you know, right there on your phone or into your computer, or there are other free platforms as well, but that is the one that I chose and I have nothing but good things to say about it. Okay, so now that you know what your podcast is going to be about, what's it called, you have your hosting platform, you have your recording platform, the next thing you're going to want to do is start thinking about what it is that you want to talk about and actually record the dang thing. I know. I remember like when I first started, I overthought it way too much. I like recorded it and re-recorded it like half a dozen times and it still wasn't good and I still messed up. And I was like, you know what? It is what it is. It's the first episode. It's not going to be perfect and that is okay. And so once I finally got that first recording out of the way, honestly, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulder. Like, I did it. But once you have that first recording, whether it's in Zencastr or whatever, you now have to put it out into the world. And so in order to do that, you have a few more steps to kind of get your ducks in a row so that you can submit it to the podcasting platforms. In order to submit to places like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all of these other places, you have to have all of these things done ahead of time. So you have to have the title, the description, the first show recorded. And usually that first show, you're also going to want an intro and an outro. And so for that, I decided to hop onto Fiverr, which is a platform that connects contractors or creatives, whatever you want to call them, with business owners like myself who are looking to hire somebody. And I had somebody who specializes in making music create a quick little jingle that I could use that I own the rights to. And the reason I decided to do that is because I think I paid this person like $20 or $30 to do this. And if I were to have purchased audio from a website, a lot of times you have to pay a royalty fee for that, or it's a subscription and it's like $15 to $20 a month. So I thought this was a much more cost-effective way to do it. And it's unique to me. Like, nobody else will have that same exact jingle or whatever music, whatever you want to call it, in the beginning, because this person literally like made it with their instruments and then sent it to me. So I thought that was super cool. So that's the route that I decided to go. And so that leads me into my next point, which is you're going to want to figure out how you're going to edit the episode. Most of the time, you're going to need to smooth out the audio a little bit and maybe like trim some places that you might have accidentally messed up, which is totally normal. I decided to go with a platform called Audacity. And so Audacity is completely free. You download it onto your computer and it allows you to do all of those things. There's also some really great YouTube tutorials if you just need a quick run through. But basically, all you really need to do to start with is smooth out the audio, clip away the parts where you messed up, and then you're good to go. That's also the same platform where I was able to piece together that intro that I recorded and the outro, because I had decided that that was the format that I wanted to have for my show. And I was able to take the music that the Fiber person I had hired had created for me and lay it underneath me talking at the beginning of the intro so that it sounded like a professional podcast that you hear today. And so once I did that, I was able to download that to my computer as an MP4 file, and then I could submit it to platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all these other platforms. And the reason that I want to point this out is you have to first submit to the individual podcast platforms. I don't think a lot of people realize this. Even though you have your host, which is Captivate, or whoever you decide to go with, but for me, it's Captivate. Even though they are my host, I have to first be accepted by these other podcast platforms. So I have to go to Apple Podcasts. I have to go to Spotify. And there's a couple others. And Captivate, when you sign up, will walk you through exactly what to do inside of their program. Like, they'll literally say like, Amanda, go do this. And then I went and did it. And so that's part of what I'm telling you right here today. And so once those are submitted, then usually they say it can take up to a week. I think mine took like 48 hours and it was like approved. And then once they were approved, I can sync my login information with all of those platforms to Captivate, so that when I decide to launch the podcast and actually like put it out into the world, when I hit publish on an episode, whether it's, you know, every Monday or Wednesday or whenever, Captivate will automatically push it out to all of those platforms at once, and there's no manual work required. Now, one thing that I want to mention that I completely forgot to include in the above is you're also going to need cover art. So my best advice to you would be to pop into Canva, which is a completely free tool, and type in cover art as like into the new design, and it'll give you the exact description and measurement that it needs to be. There's also like some template examples in there, or you can create your own and quickly create something that just has, you know, either a picture of you or the name of it, or maybe both, and use that for your cover art. And one thing that I want to mention here is you can change your cover art at any time. Like, you're not married to it. It doesn't always, if you decided to go with pink and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I want it to be yellow. Like, it's not a big deal. Make it yellow. Like, you can change that anytime you want. I was actually just thinking the other day, I was like, oh, I think I might update mine. And so I was like playing around with it in Canva, because that's also where I made mine as well, was in Canva. I was lucky enough, I had a good friend who is a designer help me, and she was actually on the podcast. Her name is Maddie, and if you want to listen to her episode, I'll put a link to it in the show notes, but it's a really good one. It's all about like branding and the power of branding, and just anyways, it's a good one. So she was the one who actually made my podcast cover art, but she made it in Canva. And so if she can make it in Canva, so can you. And so again, that's another free tool that you can just quickly do in the afternoon. And if you decide in a month or two that you don't love it, then no big deal. You can change it. So once you have all of that stuff submitted and ready to go, like, that's it. Like, your podcast is up and running. And that was what, like, maybe 10 steps. So as you can see, it is not that complicated. And I think if you just take it one step at a time, it won't be overwhelming. And before you know it, you're going to be doing the same thing I'm doing, which is hanging out in my closet every week, chatting with your favorite people. And hopefully today's episode will encourage you that if you've been thinking about starting a podcast, but you're like, oh my gosh, this seems too overwhelming. I don't have time to like buy another course and take another course and learn all the things. It is not that hard and you can totally do it. I also want to mention that if it's something where you're like, oh my gosh, I would love to start a podcast, but like I don't have time to do any of those things. Like I know what I would name it. I know who I want to serve, but like I don't want to like get it set up and do the cover art and like track down guests and do all of that. Well, guess what? The Virtual Assistant Studio has added on officially. We actually did it a few months ago, but I kind of kept it on the DL as we were working out the kinks. And we are officially a podcast management VA agency. And so we will completely manage your podcast, whether it's the editing, whether it's the complete production or the guest outreach or pitching you to other podcasts. Whatever it is that you're looking for in relation to your podcast, we can do that. And that includes launching your podcast out into the world. So if that is something that you're interested in, head on over to thevirtualassistantstudio.com/podcast and all the information will be waiting for you there. I also want to mention that if you're a podcaster or maybe a podcast manager or even just a fellow business owner, I would love to personally invite you to join me at the Profitable Podcast Summit, which I will actually be speaking at. I'm so excited. I am going to be speaking on how to become a client attraction magnet without adding more to your schedule. So you'll be able to hear from not only yours truly, but over 20 experts in the industry all about how to grow and scale your business, whether you're a podcaster, a podcast manager, or just a business owner. And the best part about this podcast summit is that one, it's completely free. Can you guys believe that? I'm like shocked. I'm like, there's no way that this is free. Like even just my presentation, I'm like, gosh, like that is insane. And also it's 100% virtual. So you can hang out with me from the comfort of your home, in your yoga pants, coffee in hand, and still be able to get all of the goodness. I will put the link in the show notes below to sign up. Like I said, it's completely free. I will be there speaking along with 20 of my other amazing friends, and I hope that you guys will come and join me. Okay, guys, I am so glad we were able to dive into podcasting today. If you decide to launch your podcast out into the world, go ahead and tag me on Instagram, shoot me a DM, and let me know. I would love to share it with my audience and give you guys the utmost of my support. I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Until next time, I'll talk to you later. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, will you do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review? Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.